Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. Today, I'm going to take you behind the scenes in this Posh on a Penny episode to share how I stayed for 15 nights in a gorgeous upgraded suite in Bali. Before we dive in, if you haven't been to Bali, add it to your list. It is incredibly beautiful. The people are so friendly, and I'll be doing a future episode to talk more about the 2 months that I spent there. So make sure you've hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss it. But today I want to share exactly how I spent 15 nights out of that 2 months there for free. Some quick reference points. Number one, I stayed in an Element hotel, which is part of the Marriott brand. This was not the Element that I had experienced in the US. This was next level beautiful. And number two, I had titanium status at the time of this stay, which provided me with upgrades and extras that I'm going to share with you. So let me tell you about this hotel and location because it was actually a bit of a crazy start. And then I'm going to walk you through exactly how I booked this stay. Upon arrival, I had a bellman grab my bags from the taxi and point me to check in. After an initial greeting at the desk, they had me sit in the beautiful lobby area while I enjoyed a local refreshment and then completed the check-in process from there. So it was very comfortable and a really nice way to start my stay. They reviewed everything with me about the hotel, gave me an upgraded room at the far end of the building that was a bit more private on the top floor as I told them I'd be working while I'm there. The room was very spacious and light with a balcony that overlooked this lush greenery of Ubud. And let me tell you, not all of Bali is what you see in Eat, Pray, Love, but Ubud is. It's often a hub for wellness retreats and getaways just because it's surrounded by such lush greenery and beauty. The hotel backs up to a farm where a bunch of chickens live. And you'll find chickens randomly roaming all around Ubud, but there were several that actually lived there. And in the middle of the night, and certainly at dawn, I'd hear the squawking. Even though I was on the top floor, it seemed too loud. And even with the earplugs in, I could hear them like they were right outside of my window. A few nights in, just after dawn, I could swear there was a chicken on my balcony. So I went outside, and lo and behold, there was a chicken up in the tree squawking. My mind was blown. This city girl couldn't quite comprehend this. I had no idea that chickens could fly like that, let alone up to those heights. I snapped a pic and just started laughing my ass off. I went to the manager of the hotel and shared the story and showed him the picture. We were both laughing about it. And then he upgraded my room to this insanely beautiful suite. It had a wraparound balcony with French doors that opened up directly to the bathroom, where there was a huge soaker tub that you could lie and take a warm bubble bath and take in the evening breeze because it opened up right to the balcony. Although honestly, you wouldn't because of the bugs, but it was beautiful even with the doors shut. I had a fantastic standalone shower and the room was just so big. I was very happy with this resolution, and I couldn't hear any more chickens through the night. As a Titanium member, I received free breakfast every morning, which was exceptional. On my very first day, the chef came out and introduced himself to me and asked if there was anything special he could make me. The buffet was already really robust with a ton of options of both American and local dishes, fruit, pastries, and omelet station. I couldn't think of anything, and he asked if I'd like a fresh green smoothie, so I said yes, and he made me one. And it was so delicious. Every time after that, when he saw me come in, he'd make me one and he would try different variations and ask for my feedback so he could get it just right. Talk about epic personalized service. The restaurant was open air, really lovely, and overlooked a courtyard leading to the pool. Another status benefit is that I received 15% off of my food orders at the restaurant. I ate many dinners at the hotel, and it was nice to have that extra perk. The pool area was nice, and they had music playing and a bar where you could order drinks and a limited number of food items. The drinks at the pool bar were not great, but it made for a fun atmosphere. They also had a spa that my discount was available to use at as well, so I got a Balinese massage, and what I learned is that the outdoor ambiance is great, but I am too prone to insect bites to make it worth it. It's not exactly a relaxing experience when all you want to do so badly is scratch your ass because the bugs just love your juicy booty. So, indoor massages going forward. The hotel also offered a free shuttle into town and bikes that you could borrow. It was a really lovely experience staying there, and the staff were incredibly friendly as well. So let me tell you how I booked this free stay. Marriott offers a special bonus when you redeem your Bonvoy loyalty points. For every 5 nights you book, you get the 5th night free. So when I redeem points, I almost always book in multiples of 5 to maximize my points. This stay cost me 133,000 points, no cash needed. You can earn points in lots of ways, and if you haven't listened to episode 1, that's a good place to learn more about all the ways you can earn status for these free upgrades and discounts, and you'll earn points along the way. I earned points for this redemption through stays during the promotion periods and signing up for their Eats Around Town program, as well as their partnership with Uber. So that was it. That's how I stayed in Bali for free for 15 nights. Had an incredible breakfast every day with a custom green smoothie, received discounts on my dinners and a massage, and got a massive upgrade thanks to a chicken. This is why I'm such a huge advocate for hotel loyalty. Once you hit status, those points accumulate so fast, and then you get to redeem them for incredible experiences like this one that I had for 15 nights in Ubud, Bali. So until next time, my friend, until your passport is stamped once more, may your travel dreams be as vivid as Bali sunsets. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.